This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday, but it's still 3 o'clock. That means we need to do our three-point stances. It's Andy Hart, it's Nick Fitzy Stevens, and I think it's Dan Ball sliding into the three spot.
Whoa.
Today. Middle of the lineup.
Wild.
So, let's get underway. It's time for the three-point stance.
Green 19! Ready! 19! Ready, Chet?
Yeah, there you go!
What's up, Chet?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three!
WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or your quarterback may not be Josh Allen, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Our order for today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, and then myself, Dan Ball. Andy, you lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
I am indeed.
All right. Well, here is 60 seconds. Go right ahead.
Okay. So if you watch Sunday Night Football, you did maybe see the game of the year, certainly an early candidate, 41-40 victory by the Bills over the Ravens. If you watched it early, like me, you thought the Ravens were running away with it quite literally, thanks to Derrick Henry. 18 carries, 169 yards, two touchdowns, was unbelievable. He looks faster than ever. The dude is north of 30, north of 250 pounds, and north of about 10 gazillion carries dating back to high school. In case you don't know, he rushed for 12,000 yards in high school, 4,000 as a senior. Dude is a workhorse, and dude is underrated. I know he's in a lot of commercials, and a lot of people think he is one of the best running backs right now. He's one of the great phenoms of our generation. To stay as healthy as he does with the wear and tear that he takes, these 1,500-yard, 2,000, 1,900-yard seasons, Mike Vrabel was right. He ran the ball in Tennessee for one simple reason. By far, his best player was Derrick Henry, who I also didn't realize his nickname was Tractorcito. Never heard that before, but I kind of like it. The Tractorcito is underrated. We talk about Tom Brady staying healthy and playing for a long time. I think this is more impressive. The way that Derrick Henry is playing as a running back with a what should be thinning tread on his tires is remarkable. That being said, hey, Derrick Henry, hold on to the football if you want your team to host the AFC title game and go to the Super Bowl, because he gagged at the end of that game.
Well, that didn't really, boy, you fluffed
took a
the
turn.
Guy, you fluffed the guy up for 57 seconds and then you just crapped all over.
You know what that was a lot like?
What?
the best game of his career that turned into the worst when he gave the ball away and the game away to
he
the Bills.
He literally was having...
That was performance art.
He was literally having an MVP... Am I supposed to like snap afterwards like they do to beat poetry?
Probably.
Okay. It was one of the best all-time professional NFL running games I had seen, and then all of a sudden, just like that, gone.
You can't fumble there.
You
but
can't.
The bigger picture where I was taking sort of the three-point stance is, I've been big on this, like, we sometimes miss the marvels, even the ones that we are lauding. Like, I
Correct.
Think that Aaron Judge is underrated because all of his stats are great and the numbers, but you don't realize how big he is. And he plays center field.
He's the size of Gronk, for God's
sake. And plays center field. He's actually athletic. Unlike Gronk, who was athletic enough to be an athletic tight end, but he couldn't play center field in Major League Baseball and run all over the outfield and make play. Like, compare Rafaela and Judge. They play the same position. That's ridiculous. That's stupid right
that's
there.
That's not. Well, Rafael's a little better field.
And it's similar. Yeah, but he can play it, Aaron Judge. And so, like, Zdeno Chara, I always thought what he was able to do at his size for the length of his career was underappreciated.
Oh, and now
even
he's
though you
running
said
marathons.
He's great, even though you said he's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. Derrick Henry's a Hall of Famer, and he's even better than you think he is. And I would also urge people to go back in, because every time he plays and has one of these games, we start seeing the clips and stats. Do you know he rushed for 4,000 yards as a senior in high school?
I did. I heard it in your 3-point stance.
4,000.
Yeah.
4,000. Like, can
he's
you
still,
wrap your
you
mind around?
Right?
It was 330 yards a game.
With all the running he's been doing in his pro career, he's still a couple thousand yards behind his high school career.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's got a ways
and
to
he's
go.
Going, is, and he's going to the Hall of Fame.
He rushed for 4,000 as a senior in high school, 2,200 in his last season at Alabama, and has a 2,000-yard NFL season under his books.
This also,
I'm going to say he's the only guy that's ever done
this
that.
This also needs to be mentioned. Do you know how
much?
You probably know. Does the audience at large know how much money Derrick Henry spends every year on his body?
Probably $1 million.
It's at $250,000.
I would have thought it'd be more.
I'm sorry, $250,000 isn't
enough? LeBron uses $1 million, I believe.
Is that the new take? Is Derrick Henry not doing enough to keep himself in shape?
No, I think it's working just fine.
How much does Derrick Henry care about winning? 617-779.
But, like, he's just a marvel. And I think...
Is he spending enough on his hands?
I do enjoy that. I did. The one thing I didn't like about him was the hair in the past that hung out the back of the helmet. I wasn't a huge fan of that.
What did you think about... What did you think about... Travis Hunter cutting his dreads.
Didn't know he did.
Yeah. Had hair all the way down to yay, and now
it's gone?
Gone.
Well, if you're going to run around that much,
his hair.
Ditch the weight, be a little sleeker, a little more aerodynamic.
Well, I think he's going to be just fine.
Just love the one thing that you poke at for Derrick Henry. Yeah, hair wasn't great.
I didn't love it.
Hair upset me.
Yeah, and also the fumbles at the end of the game. 57 seconds of this guy might be one of the greatest NFL players.
Yeah.
And, oh, you can't fumble.
I'm not sure you're a fan after that 5-minute discussion, but we'll leave that there and let that be up to people's imaginations. As I ask you, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, are you ready for your 3-point stance?
Ready, I am.
All right, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead and good luck with that.
All right, I too am going to stick with last night's thrilling Sunday night football battle, which was, of course, a run back of that thrilling divisional round game between the Ravens and the Bills at Highmark Stadium. And Highmark Stadium got its swan song off to a hell of a start last night with a game that I was very comfortable and content saying could easily be a contender for game of the year. If not, you could probably already say it's going to be the game of the year. And I think most football fans would love to have it run right back as an AFC championship because it was absolutely electric, unlike, sadly, yesterday's sad trombone of a debut for the Mike Vrabel Patriots and Drake May at Gillette Stadium. And my biggest takeaway after I went to bed with a smile on my face because my day was turned around after said sad Patriots game earlier was, well, it was a two-parter. A, I think we can probably step on the brakes a little bit, if not pump them hard, about comparing Drake May to Josh Allen just yet, because what we saw last night was somebody playing within the full comportment of all of their QB NFL superpowers. And folks, that is exactly, the Buffalo Bills became the new Patriots, and now the New England Patriots are chasing the Bills. That's a team that is playing with chemistry and confidence, and that's what the New England Patriots need to do, and it's going to take some time.
I think it's that chair. If you sit in that chair, you just ignore the buzzer. You don't even get started till like the 55-second mark of the 3-point stand.
I mean, it was like 2 seconds off. I mean, Ted would still be going.
Yeah, there's no... The Bills, that win last night, I think the Ravens are the best team in the AFC.
Pats can challenge the Bills.
Who? No one ever should have said that. No one ever.
All offseason, people were like...
It's you people.
I... Not... Nope.
No one should have ever thought that was a reality. I'm not taking that.
I said there was one simple way
the Patriots could challenge for the division.
If Josh Allen got lost on an island.
Right. He decides, you know what? I like married life. I like Haley Steinfeld.
Yep.
We're going to a deserted island. It's over.
Yep.
The whole world goes, yeah.
If he just,
Henry, how shocked would you be if that happened?
If he just Vontae Davis in the middle of the game.
But that's the only way. He is a one-man team. I don't mean to be disrespectful to the Buffalo Bills, but this is utterly disrespectful. He's a one-man team. It's why I didn't even think it was a race last year for MVP. Everybody was like, their numbers are the same. Yeah, one has Derrick Henry and one doesn't.
Well, let's put a little respect on James Cook's name.
Good player.
He looks good.
Good player. How
He's
good do you
Derek
think
Henry.
He'd look if Drake May was his quarterback? How much
well,
do you think
poor
he
Travion
cleans
would probably
up
like
the
to,
sloppy Travion, seconds?
Travion would like to tell you, yeah, I didn't feel so great yesterday when he got murderized in the flat.
Josh Allen lifts that entire organization.
Forget it.
He lifts that entire city. And fan base.
He
Josh
is
Allen is a tentpole.
Did you watch any of Hard Knocks? The fluff job that they did on him, and it's
so don't
it's
tell
deserved.
Me like you're close or this is close or Lamar should have won. No, he shouldn't have. Josh Allen is one of the most unique athletes right now because he's carrying an entire region on his shoulders, and it's a region. Don't forget that has never won. That has this misery that you people like to throw. How many Super Bowls the Bills ever won?
Hey, wide right.
You want to switch spots with the Bills right now?
I'm all set. But I want to follow up with it. Well, that was more fun when Tom Brady gave you that puffed up chest and the excessive confidence and the knowledge like, oh, no matter what, we're always going to be in it. Like Brady made us feel extra special because he was our Superman. Now Superman plays for the Buffalo Bills. And I have to ask this, would you or any Patriots fans, like, would it bother you to see the Buffalo Bills win the Super Bowl?
No, I love Josh Allen. I would love to see
them. How could you root against this guy?
And it would shut you people up.
How many trophies they got?
Why me?
No, because then you'd be like, oh, let me know when he gets to 5 or 6 and I'll start to worry.
No, that's the Mahomes national narrative. That is completely different. Completely different.
Josh Allen's awesome. He's going into a new stadium. Mm-hmm. And last night, once I went back and watched the highlights after waking up.
You know what else he's doing? Now he's wearing all of these different hats into the games that were designed by kids that are not in good health, and they're autographed.
St. Allen?
Like, yeah, he's doing some serious St. Allen work.
And he's
he also gave away the Ryder Cup tickets to that kid with the developmental issues during Hard Knocks. Oh, I mean, the guy has a heart of gold. And he's married to one of my favorite actresses. And he's handsome as hell. And he's got a laser rocket arm. Son of a bitch.
And the Patriots always beat the Bills once a year, right? We go with that?
Well, that was back in the Brady days.
No. You people have said this year after year recently. The Patriots always find a way to beat the Bills at least once.
Okay, if we're going to you people, can we at least get it sponsored?
Yeah, sure. Bye. U-Haul's you people moment of the show.
U-Haul love to keep telling me about this and that and this and that.
All right, Dan Ball, it's your turn. Are you ready?
I am ready, Andy Hart.
Well, your 60 seconds starts right now.
All right, so defining the term MVP for the Boston Red Sox is an interesting one. You could give it to Alex Bregman, Garrett Crochet, Roman Anthony before his oblique gave out. That's the LVP of the season. You could also make the argument for Aroldis Chapman, and it seems like his stock is going higher and higher to be the MVP. But why is Chapman been so good? Well, that's because of the true MVP of the Red Sox season. Stiz, my audio, please.
Apparently, in spring training this year, Connor Wong was catching him in a game. Connor Wong is using PitchCom, and he pushes on his PitchCom inside fastball, and the light bulb goes off over Chapman's head, and he tells Connor Wong and Veritek, like, wow, I've never thought about spotting my fastball. I just threw it to home plate.
Now, with this crucial, very detailed, not
what?
Overly exaggerated change to the arsenal for Aroldis Chapman, Connor Wong has unlocked a reliever that is going for the Red Sox single-season record for ERA by a reliever. Jonathan Papelbon holds it from 2006 with an 0.92, and Chapman is currently at 0.98. So we're giving a lot of attention to the closer as one of the potential, quote, MVP candidates for the Red Sox this season. But you got to give some credit to the catcher. The backup catcher, yes, a guy who a lot of people wanted traded, including myself, but he hit one button on his pitch comm in the middle of spring training and single-handedly changed the career of Aroldis Chapman and the season for the Boston Red Sox.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Are you kidding? I never thought about spotting my fastball before.
What year is he in? 14 or something?
How dumb is that?
He had never thought about, wait, you're supposed to aim for a part of the plate, not just,
you don't just throw
it that
fastball?
Way? That's amazing.
Grow fast.
This makes every take we ever have on the radio less dumb. Yep. Like, remember when I joked for Walker Buehler, hey, just don't walk a guy and then immediately throw a home run, which was a stupid, just joking take.
Oh, Andy.
But in light of this, it's kind of serious. Maybe he never thought of not walking a guy and then throwing a home run.
Did you see what happened in his first outing for the AAA affiliate of the Phillies?
I guess not.
He walked a guy and then gave him a home run.
Well, Connor Wong, you need to go down there. Maybe it needs to be in the digital voice of the pitch comm, so maybe they need to do it
in
that
in the Brezbot voice.
Yeah, Brezbot voice, and tell him to stop giving up walks and then home runs. That
about
is amazing.
A four seam?
I'm not sure I'd buy it either.
I don't really either.
Cora told us it started last year, so it didn't start in spring training.
Is that what made them attracted to him?
Yeah. But it's a good story. I mean,
It's part
for
of the
a good
narrative.
Story. Connor Wong. He told him to throw an inside fastball.
Wait,
and the little
a light
bulb
went off on his over his head.
He hit a button to tell him to throw an inside fastball. And after 15 years in Major League Baseball, however long in Cuba before that, all of a sudden, spotting your pitches, just ding, that's what I've been missing
So now he's a pitcher, not a hurler.
That's right. He's a pitcher, not a thrower, much like Drake May needs to be a passer, not a
thrower.
That's
who he needs to hang out with.
So I'm probably analyzing this more than I should. It's a weakness
of radio.
Mine. So he'd never, forget the pitch come. He'd never had a catcher that put the fastball down and then moved it to one side of his thigh or the other in his previous 20 years throwing a baseball 100 miles an hour.
That's my understanding.
What the hell were the catchers doing?
How about the pitching coaches?
Pitching coach. How about anybody? Like, this just makes no... This is the falsest thing ever. I appreciate your effort in bringing it to the attention.
I thought it would at least entertain, if not... not inform.
Can I tell you who probably came up with this? Whoever was involved in the Connor Wong for Mookie Betts trade. Like, I know. I'll validate Connor Wong's addition to the team by saying that he fixed Aroldis Chapman.
He can't hit, but he tells people to locate their pitches, and it makes them have one of the greatest seasons you'll ever see by a reliever. 617-779-7937. Continuing to take your phone calls and react to a Patriots season opening loss. As we said, we are awaiting the arrival of Marcus Jones and then Drake May. It is a Patriots Monday. We'll talk to those guys next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
And how would you characterize your overall comfort level in Josh's offense in a real game for the first time?
Yeah, I feel pretty good out there. I thought I was seeing it well. Got to make some better throws, but kind of the first time, you know, kind of adjusting from a halftime and coming in from there. Just got to be better on my part, I think. You know, down in the red zone and little things with details. And, you know, 7 versus 3 is huge in this league, and just make every possession count. And I know there's times that, you know, we have looks that we like, and I can think of, you know, letting a couple rip that I should have, you know, right now. So just taking advantage of every possession, and just trying to, you know, build those guys, and like I said, get the first down.
Patriots quarterback Drake May last night in his post-game press conference talking about being a little gun-shy, I guess. A couple that he should have let rip. They could have used a couple X plays is what they call them now. Explosive plays, big plays for the passing offense. Thumbs down from behind the glass from Dan Ball on X plays.
Yeah, that's dumb.
It's so annoying.
They gotta go.
You can't say it if you can't make them. That's my rule.
No. You can't say that because you are the chairman. You are the maester of all of the bizarre baseball stats. So football now has their own version of fuzz whip and,
but this isn't really anything. It's just taking a letter to it's not even an acronym.
It's just the abbreviation of a word, and it sounds dumb.
Explosive plays, big plays. We've been talking about these for years.
All right, fair enough.
The game book legit lists runs over 10 yards and passes over 20 yards or whatever the hell they list, but just calling, and it also seems dated. Remember when it was like X was a thing 25 years ago? The X games. Everything was extreme. Vin Diesel was
in
triple X.
We're not doing that anymore.
Like, X is like, that's long gone and hard to find. Not cool. Now it's 6'7". That's what you
now it's all NC-17.
I did want to get to, as we await the arrival of Marcus Jones and then Drake May here on a Patriots Monday, WEEI Afternoons, I wanted to get my poll in. That's my Twitter poll, at Jumbo Hart, at WEEI Afternoons. Simple question today. What aspect of the Patriots season opening loss to the Raiders was most concerning to you? Coaching, Drake May, lack of a run game, pass defense. Fitzy, how would you have voted, and how do you think the people are voting?
I'm going to go with Drake May, and I think the people voted with Drake May, and Drake May got 41%.
42%, and we're just under 50% for the concern being about your franchise quarterback. Next in line, 30% lack of a run game. Pass defense, 17%. Coaching, only 11%, which I thought was interesting. I thought we were going to deal with a lot of Drake May hate, Josh McDaniels hate. I thought they'd be kind of in conjunction. And I don't know if people are misreading that and thinking by coaching, I'm talking about Mike Vrabel, but I put it as coaching for a reason.
Unilateral disappointment and frustration.
What?
From Pat's unilateral disappointment. They distributed it across the board.
Yeah.
It's like the way Brady used to open up and hit like 7 different receivers in the first
quarter.
Spread
the ball around.
Yeah.
Good old days. Spread them and shred them kind of thing. So Drake May, 42% of Patriots fans are a little bit concerned with the opening effort. And I think that's fair. I mean, we always talk about it. The quarterback is the centerpiece of every football team, for better or worse. Too much credit, too much blame. You need a good quarterback to win. We see it at all levels. It's why we see such active transfer portal talk and all those things in college football. And so it is. You're the centerpiece of the football team, whether you like it or not. There's great power, great responsibility, and that is the life that a quarterback leads in the National Football League. Speaking of quarterbacks, it's a Patriots Monday, and joining us on the phone lines now is Drake May, the quarterback of the New England Patriots. He is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. By John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, how are we doing today?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
We're okay. If we look at yesterday's, obviously you're disappointed, fans are disappointed, Coach Vrabel's disappointed. If we look back at yesterday's loss, how do you sort of summarize your performance and what the offense was able to do and to not do in the losing effort?
Yeah, I think just from my standpoint, just got to be better. I think got to find a way to establish the run game, get the run game going, and then from there in the passing game, I feel like at times we moved it well and we're in a rhythm, kind of moving the ball down the field, and then whether it's in the red zone or on third down or just being more accurate, just finding ways to kind of keep drives alive and put up 7 instead of having to settle for a field goal or getting stopped on third down.
So, Drake, early on, it seemed like you had some success. You had that nice drive culminating in a touchdown to Pop in the end zone. guys even went into the halftime up a field goal. And then it seemed like the Raiders were able to sort of get into your face and kind of blow up the plan, blow up some of your plans a little bit more in the second half. Did they do anything different than what you guys expected yesterday?
I wouldn't say that. I think you always, you know, it's the first game, so you're always expecting, you know, some unscouted stuff or some stuff that if it doesn't show up in the preseason. That's what, you know, this, that's how the NFL is. Stuff shows up that you may not have known. And I think, you know, from that one, I think they just adjusted at halftime. And I think we did a better job coming out of half of adjusting ourselves and really not even adjusting, just executing. I wouldn't say adjusting, just executing. And that starts with me and those guys. So from there, making some throws. And I think on the interception, you know, there's plays you want to have back, you know, from there. And that next drive, the first play, I missed Hunt over the middle. So just things like that you wish you had back, and that's going to be like that every game. So it just got to be better. And just one of those things where you can't look back at it now and wish you got to do it then.
You referenced the interception. You guys were driving, and that was clearly a key point in the game. Now that you've gone back, watched it on tape, do you feel like that was a miss on your part? How much of a factor was the pressure and not being able to step up? Kind of take us through what you think happened there.
Yeah, I think it's part of this league is making throws or getting hit. And I think, I think I had digs open and just I need to follow through. And, you know, from there, it's just the times when this happens where I can maybe go make a play instead of, stepping up there or maybe settling back at the pocket more and not stepping up into it. So, I think just unfortunate and I wouldn't say it's a miss. I feel like if I had it back, you know, it's like I said, just try to, you know, follow through more or don't kind of step up and allow myself to get affected by D-line, whoever was coming in.
Drake, I think at one point during your postgame presser yesterday, you talked about, I think the phrase was, let it rip. You want to figure out a way to like get more comfortable and just make a decision and play free and let it rip. What do you think what's it going to take for you to be able to be as comfortable as you can to let it rip and not maybe overthink sometimes on these plays?
I think just continue to get a feel for these guys. I think you got new guys out there playing with them. Just kind of get more comfortable each week. And it's like guys did a nice job when the ball came their way of making plays, and just got to keep on getting reps and practicing and seeing the stuff in the that shows up in the game. Fine tune it in practice and realize that it could show up again.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Drake, earlier today on the Greg Hill Show, Mike Vrabel was asked if there was a chance that they were putting too much on your plate. First year, Josh McDaniels' system, which asks a lot of the quarterback, and he said, we'll have to figure that out. Do you feel like right now maybe you're overwhelmed or they're putting too much, quote-unquote, on your plate?
I wouldn't say that. I think at the end of the day, playing quarterback in the NFL, there's going to be a lot on your plate, no matter what team you play for. So just being better as a group of, better in details and better at, establishing the run game and playing off the run game. And then in the passing, I feel like I saw it well, and those guys blocked well up front, just to make some more throws. And from there, kind of find ways, like I said, to extend drives and score 7 when we get down in the red zone. That's a big thing. But, I wouldn't say. I think I'm ready for it, and I think I'll get more and more comfortable each week, as I play in this offense.
So it was a big day for the offensive line. Two rookies obviously starting in front of you, and Jared Wilson at left guard, and Will Campbell over there at left tackle. How'd you think they did yesterday, and what kind of communication did you guys have during the game and afterwards?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, they played hard. I think they, they blocked hard, and they want to be good, and they want to, play well. I think that's the biggest thing I see with those guys. And just trying to, like I said, kind of live through the same experience they did last year being a rookie. I think they kind of get it a little earlier than I did being out there week one and get a feel for it. So just remind them it's a long season and just attack the new week. But, I thought those guys, blocked well and played hard, and I got the ultimate trust in those guys on the left side.
Drake, you said something in your press conference last week that I thought was really interesting. You said sometimes it feels like quarterbacks are just gifted the captaincy, and you don't want that to be the case. You were voted by your teammates, and you want to go prove that you're worthy of that. How do you do that this week? I mean, you're coming off a loss. Coach Vrabel was talking about seeing how this team and its leaders react. As a captain, Drake May, what's your role doing that this week?
Yeah, I think it starts this week in practice. Start showing up and having a giddy up to it, and practicing well, and goes out there on Sunday and playing well. I think that's what kind of gets these guys, you know, respect the most, is, and you'll keep working. And it's a long season ahead, and just know that, you know, coming in here, I'm going to work every day and just kind of bring guys along with me and challenge guys and challenge our guys on offense to be, you know, more detailed and, you know, depth on routes and, you know, pass game inside out and then stuff like that that just shows up in the game. So just starts with me just this week in practice and carry into the game.
Earlier today on our station, your teammate Christian Ellis said that after a loss, he has a very hard time sleeping. As a matter of fact, he might have slept 2.5-3 hours. He said, woke up, rewatched the film several times, watched a little bit of the game last night in Buffalo, then watched your game tape again. What's the post game process for you like in defeat?
Yeah, I think just whenever the film comes out, I love taking a quick look at it, and then. Yeah, I think it's tough. It's hard to kind of, especially after a loss, to kind of go about your day and not think about the game or think what I could have done better. So, you know, it's tough. I take a look at the plays and you know, text guys if I did a good job and text guys if they need some encouragement and, you know, talk with coach, you know, that night and then come back in the morning and take a look at it with the team. And then from there, just try to move on to next week, you know, after, you know, this Monday and get back at it.
You mentioned earlier that as an NFL quarterback, there's always going to be a lot on your plate. Have you accepted the way people sort of micro-analyze everything you do, whether it's media, fans, even your coaches? You know, make sure you celebrate the right way. Make sure you react the right way to an interception. Have you accepted that sort of microscopic over-analysis of everything you do?
Yeah, I think that's just part of playing this position. I think there's a lot that comes with it, and you know, I think at the end of the day, I can, you know, the best thing to do is move forward, you know, have a positive attitude. And like I said, just know that, you know, eyes are on me at all times. I think whether it's, you know, players or teammates or coaches or, you know, fans, they want to see me play well and they're pulling for me hard. So the best I can do is try to be my best out there, you know, week in and week out.
Drake, obviously next week you are moving on to Miami. They had a very tough one yesterday out in Indianapolis. Tough one for you last year in Miami as well. What do you guys see in the Dolphins, and what are you guys going to need to do to get ready to go to Miami and hopefully get your first win in the season and a big win in the AFC East?
Yeah, I think it's a division opponent. Anytime you play a division opponent, you know, it means something. It means something a little extra, and then we play them, you know, another time later this year. So try to get a good grasp of them. You don't have much film, you know, as you do with teams later on in the year, but you got a week of them playing a real game, and you got a week of their personnel and some preseason games of what they like to do. So take a look back what they did against me last year and watch that game. And then from there, just like I said, just I think working on ourselves at practice out there and you know, don't overthink it and you know, get a good grasp of what they do and then try to do what we do at a high level.
Drake May here with us on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Drake, this is going to sound like a weird question, but it's a topic that has come up. How much do you want to win? There are people out there that are wondering, are you like, do you have the killer instinct to win? How much do you want to win in the NFL?
Shoot, I mean, that's why I play the game. You play the game to win, and that's what we're all, you know, spending so much time doing, you know, winning. I think, you know, losing is the opportunity to learn from it and build it, but shoot, winning is the ultimate goal of playing this game, and that's what you play for, to win Super Bowls. And you know, it starts with us with winning each week, and I wouldn't be doing anything for anything else besides winning.
Okay, now I feel it's my job to ask you a more lighthearted question coming off of a tough spot one like that, but someone had asked Mike Vrabel about that earlier on the day. So now you're about a Carolina guy, a year and a half into your New England residency. What's your favorite and least favorite thing about living in New England thus far, Drake?
Ooh, favorite thing? That's a good question. I think just kind of just how they embrace. I think they embrace, you know, us players in New England. I think that's probably my favorite thing. They you know, the hard. They love football. They love the Patriots, and they pull for us hard. And it's a, you know, very sports driven city. I think that's one of the best things about Boston. I think the history of Boston is pretty cool. And then least favorite. Nothing too much, you know. I think it gets colder than where I'm from, but the cold doesn't really bother me. But
traffic, maybe.
Yeah, maybe the traffic. Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. Maybe the tunnels. Probably the traffic in the tunnels is the worst. You don't get, your phone doesn't work under there either. So,
Were you surprised? You mentioned the fans and how big a sports city it is. I've talked to players in the past that came from other NFL cities, and I know you don't have a comp in the NFL, but were you surprised just how much media attention there is, how many reporters there are at training camp practices, how many fans there are, just sort of that attention to every day of Patriots work that's put on you guys?
Yeah, I think that's what what they built in their past. I think that's what they built here. I think the how much attention and eyes were put on because of how successful they were and the Super Bowls that they won. So, I think that comes with being a Patriot, and it comes with this city. They love winning, and they expect to win. I think that's what we're all building towards. And I think I've said it in the past. I think at a point you get tired of losing, and I think just trying to get the win column is each week is our mindset.
Obviously, there are a lot of people that you probably get comped to in the NFL or in recent professional football. But is there anyone? I don't think we've ever had a chance to ask you this. Is there anyone you model your game after, or that you most try to emulate with your style of play in your game?
No. I mean, obviously, you try to take little things from each player across the league on Sundays. I think different guys do things well. So I think you see. The pump fakes of guys like Mahomes. I mean, he did one this past week against Chargers, of pump faking defenders, and getting them to jump and running around them. So just little things that you see from quarterbacks across the league and things you try to take into your game. But, particularly, I was a huge fan of Cam Newton growing up, so that was my favorite player as a Panthers fan. But just trying to be, Drake May out there and be as accurate as I can.
Time now for the quarterback question of the week, which is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. The experts in treating men's health, sexual health, with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. Drake, you probably knew you were going to get something along these lines. We figured we'd let Joe in Lakeville ask you. He said, as a UNC alum, what was your reaction to the revelation that Bill Belichick has banned Patriots scouts from UNC practices?
Yeah, I mean, that really has not too much a deal for me. I think, I'm welcome back. I was there this past summer, so I'm following him and cheering for him and pulling for him. I think I check in on him and watch their game, so just pulling for him and regardless of the scouts, I mean, it's unfortunate for them, but like I said, it's Coach Belichick's program, so he does what he needs, what he wants to do.
All right, Drake, we appreciate you joining us. Good luck next week in Miami. Hope we get a bounce back one.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Drake. Talk to you next week. That is Drake May, the quarterback of your New England Patriots, doing a nice job with Joe's question there, the quarterback question of the week, avoiding really answering what his thoughts were on Bill Belichick banning the Patriots. Yes, Dan Ball.
Did Drake volunteer to be the scout of UNC?
Kinda.
Is he going to be our United Nations? Is he going to broker peace between these two?
Little baby blue, powder blue UNC helmet down there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Imagine that. Wow. Imagine Drake invites them all, like, Robert, here's a note for you. Mike Vrabel, here's a note for you. Bill Belichick, here's a note for you. And they all show up to meet Drake May, and they're like, wait, I didn't know you. And they're all in one room, and he's like, we're going to finish this. Like, no one leaves this room until we all get
along.
Well,
you forgot the first word of the sentence. Yeah, we're going to finish this.
They need a bear summit.
The text line wants to know if we're going to start a drinking game where we all have to chug a beer every time Drake says, yeah.
Oh, I thought Drake did a nice job there.
I didn't say that he didn't do a nice job. I was just saying that's kind of one of his, little crutches, verbal triggers, and I would be feeling just fine right now if I had a beverage every time he did.
I, for one, am quite appreciative of Drake May and the interviews that he gives us every Monday.
Well, most certainly as well. Thank you very much. And since he's going to broker peace between the Patriots and UNC, major victories are to come.
617-779-7937 if you want to react to the Drake May interview or the Drake May game from yesterday. We'll take your phone calls, continue to break it all down, and we are awaiting Marcus Jones. We'll talk to another Patriots captain, hopefully up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, and back to the phone lines on a Patriots Monday. Drake May is followed up by another Patriots captain, Marcus Jones. Marcus, how are we doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
If I ask you, how did the pass defense play yesterday against the Raiders, how would you respond?
Of course, it wasn't, you know, how we wanted to be, everything like that. Honestly, you know, it's never, you know, good luck whenever the quarterback has 300 something passing yards. But, you know, we're going to correct the things that we need to correct and kind of go from there and stuff like that, and know that we need to handle certain situations a little differently.
Marcus, would you say that the Raiders kind of did what you expected? Did they do anything different than you expected? I know it's week one, after all, and there's not a lot of tape on the 2025 Raiders, but how would you say they played versus the way that you guys prepared?
I think you kind of said it pretty well, from the sense of, you know, you don't really know, you know, what to expect and everything like that, because it's week one and stuff like that. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, they're a solid team, and they just, you know, played better than us yesterday.
Marcus, one of the things that's been getting a lot of play is X plays, explosive plays. I think they had five different guys with catches over like 24 yards. Were those communication breakdowns, scheme breakdowns, just, you know, guys getting beat? How would you sort of describe all those?
I feel as though at the end of the day, it's 11 players out there on the field and stuff, so it's just a thing that, you know, as a defense, you don't want to happen and stuff. So, you know, we made sure to correct the certain things that we need to correct and kind of go from there and make sure that those plays don't happen again.
Marcus, key play in the game, obviously, in the fourth quarter, 3rd and 20. Looked like you guys blitzed, and then there was a coverage breakdown, and I think it was their rookie Dante Thornton who caught a pass falling backwards, kind of a backbreaker in terms of being able to score twice to tie the game up or win. What happened in that play?
We ran a certain play and everything like that to where we wanted to get to him and stuff like that. But, you know, our rush just had to get home on that play and stuff like that. So, you know, we're going to make sure to handle those things right and make sure that, you know, that plays like that, it can't happen. So we're going to make sure that plays like that won't happen again.
Patriots cornerback Marcus Jones here with us on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Was it good to just finally get a game? I know the results aren't what you wanted and there's a lot to clean up, but is it good to now actually have a real game to work off of? Everybody played. You have film to work off of. Is it good to get the process underway, I guess?
Yeah, it is great. Just off the fact of everyone, you know, having a game now. And then also, you know, knowing where our identity is. You know, we know about the things that we preach and stuff like that, but you know, what we are on film and stuff like that, it shows the good, it shows the bad of every team that's, you know, in the league. And now we, you know, kind of have stuff to go towards and stuff. And then also, you know, letting people, you know from the sense of, hey, we didn't play how we wanted to, but it's all about how we respond for week two.
What is that identity and what does it need to be if those aren't the same?
Yeah, our identity is just, you know, first off, effort and finish. You know, Raves always talked to us about that 24/7 and everything. I feel like, you know, the guys definitely play hard and stuff, but now it's all about the techniques and the details and stuff that, you know, it may be a small, you know, minute situation, but it can end up impacting the game real big. So, you know, just making sure that we keep harping on the details, fundamentals, and everything like that.
Marcus, we asked this question to your teammate, quarterback Drake May, just a little while ago here on the afternoon show, and I feel like it would only be fair if we asked you the same sort of tough question. You've now been with the Patriots. This is your fourth year. Haven't had a winning season yet. How important is winning to you as a person and as a football player?
It's very important from the sense of, you know, no one's out there trying to lose. You know what I mean? We're all preparing to win. And all honesty, we don't really worry about what happened last year and all types of stuff and everything like that. In a sense of, it's out of our control. All we can focus on is, you know, now. And like I've said before, you know, we're trying to win every single time we go out there. So we don't like losing. However, you have to take it as a lesson and prepare for the next time that you go out there.
You're clearly intimately involved in the return game. Didn't look like it was quite as explosive as it had been at times during the preseason. You did get at least one good one. How did you feel like that area went yesterday?
Yeah, we've talked about it as a team. You know, we always want to be explosive and everything on in the return game, no matter if it's kickoff return or punt return. And our standard is high for ourselves, so we didn't do what we would like to do in the moment and stuff. But, you know, we corrected the certain things that we need to correct it. And we definitely, as a team, Raves talked to us about it, you know, 24/7 about the situation of special teams. You know, it can be great for us, so we got to make sure to, you know, keep getting better at that.
Well, the conditions yesterday certainly weren't desirable for an opener. They were positively brutal at times, very New England. Now, week two, you're on to Miami. I know typically Miami has the visiting team play on the side where all the sunshine comes in and it gets kind of hot down there. How much are you looking forward to going to Miami, getting a little warmth, and also what kind of challenge you think the Dolphins will present for you?
Yeah, first off, man, you know, they have a great offensive scheme. You know, you got great players on their team. You know, they have a lot of explosive guys and stuff. So just knowing where those big impact guys are on the field is very important for us. And then also, yeah, we the conditions and everything like that stuff that's out of our control. We're a big team of controlling what we can control and stuff like that. So our result of how we play with our effort and getting to the ball, causing turnovers and putting points on the board is a big thing that we want to do.
Listening to Coach Vrabel over the last 24 hours, he's done a couple radio hits, a press conference, and I've heard him say some form of the phrase, we need to be precise, but realize we're not going to be perfect. I always assume when he says things to the media multiple times, he's probably saying similar things to you guys in team meetings. Has he said that to you about the difference between precision and perfection? And what do you think that means?
Yeah, he definitely has to us as a team. You know, in the game of football, even in life, but in the game of football, you can't be perfect 24/7. You know, people are going to move. People aren't going to stand still, you know, all of those things. So being able to make sure that you are playing fast helps out with that.
Marcus, did you feel like you played enough in the preseason to get tuned up and prepared for the regular season? I know there's been a lot going on about the shortened preseason. People said, you know, didn't see the starters out there enough. Do you felt like you were ready and played enough in the preseason?
Yes, I feel as though, you know, I don't think of it just from just the preseason system. We're always thinking about, you know, practice, training camp, all of those things and everything like that.
helps out with the situation of, you know, game speed and things like that. So I feel like, you know, I'm definitely prepared for it.
Marcus, when I talked to you down at training camp about a month ago, we sort of joked about how you think you're bigger than you are sometimes. You're physical and tackling. And it came into my mind last night. I was watching the Ravens-Bills, Derrick Henry, big game, big guy running into the secondary. I don't know off the top of my head whether you've ever tackled him, but when you see a big guy like that coming, whether it's a tight end or a Derrick Henry-sized running back, does their size ever enter into your mind? Do you think like, oh no, go low or don't get run over? Like, what goes through your mind when a train like that is on the track?
Yeah, great question. The main thing that I would say is, I mean, I'm always trying to know what type of guy that I am tackling, you know, whether it's a guy that likes to hurdle, whether it's a guy that likes to run you over, and then kind of go from there. Of course, we all know that a person can't run without their legs, but at the end of the day, you know, everyone's different, you know what I mean? So that's how I kind of go about it.
And also, when, you know, tough game, doesn't go the way you want to go. What's the Marcus Jones sort of like playbook for handling a loss that night and then just, you know, getting it out of your system and then turning the page the next day? Is there like a favorite movie you go home and watch? Is there something you always DoorDash maybe after a tough game so you can get ready for the next day?
The main thing for me is that, first off, I love the situation of game corrections. So, you know, I'll watch film, you know, see the things that we all need to work on and stuff like that individually and also as a team. And then just talk and discuss about it. And then also spending time spend time with them, eat and everything like that. And then, you know, get back to dinner on how he's right for the next week.
Marcus, before we let you go, we actually spoke with your special teams coordinator, Jeremy Springer, on Friday. Seems like a great guy, very energetic guy. There's a natural energy there. Can you give us, is there a Jeremy Springer story or that energy or whatever he brings to that meeting room with you guys?
I mean, the main thing I say about Spring, that's my guy. Spring, anytime that just anytime in general, not just in the building, but he has that energy. You know, he loves what he does and everything. He listens to the players. We talk to him, and it's not just from the sense of just always being a coach. He's a relationship type of guy, and he's great to work with in that sense. And then also, he's always preparing us from week to week of what we can see and stuff like that, so then we can play faster whenever we get out there on the field.
All right, Marcus Jones, we will look forward to next week talking to you, hopefully coming off a win. Good luck in Miami.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marcus.
Thanks, Marcus.
Marcus Jones, Patriots team captain, defensive back, returner, mm-hmm. jack of all trades, and a guy who gives us insight into Jeremy Springer.
Yes, and hopefully a guy that one day soon will find a better spot for his cell phone.
Oh,
what?
Come on. It wasn't great service, but it happens.
Know. All right.
We've
I'm all just saying. I'm just. Sometimes it's my job to say what's on the mind of some people.
617-779-7937. We'll get back to the game analysis. We'll break down the interviews with Drake May and Marcus Jones. I already see the phone calls lining up, including the word disaster in one of the subject lines. Don't love that. 617-779-7937. Breaking down the Patriots season opening 20-13 loss to the Raiders up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.